Our question tonight, could the Middle East be a game changer for the presidential election? The Middle East. Remember Jimmy Carter and the Iran hostage crisis? Well, that's one of the things that cost Carter the election. So let's talk, bring in our panel, Igor Volsky from the Center for American Progress, Reason.com editor-in-chief Nick Gillespie, and Jonathan Collegio, of American Crossroads. Jonathan, I want to start with you because Mr. Obama said rightfully, and I think Americans support him, regarding these thugs that killed our ambassador to Libya, we're going to bring them to justice. But it turns out the guys that were brought in by the Libyan government today were not the thugs. And I want to ask you, having made this pledge, if President Obama cannot bring in and bring to justice the people that killed our ambassador, what's going to happen? What happens to his credibility?
I think you're exactly right. I think what's happened is he's given Mitt Romney an opportunity to make the case that Obama has been asleep at the wheel or at least not paying as much attention to issues of national security as he could have. Remember, earlier in the week, we found out from the Washington Post that the president doesn't attend the majority of his daily intelligence briefings. We found out earlier in the week that he snubbed Prime Minister Netanyahu from Israel when he tried to get a meeting over nuclear security in Iran. And he snubbed him over that. And then we're also finding out that just yesterday, when all this happened at the embassies, he went to a campaign event after that. I can't even imagine President Bush going to a campaign event after an ambassador was brutally murdered in an Arab country. So I think that Romney really has a case that he can make that Obama's been asleep at the switch here, and we'll see whether or not he can do that in the next couple of days.
All right. Let me go to my libertarian friend and ask you how you see this. You've had experience. You're not really for Obama, but you're not really for Romney. I appreciate that very much, and I want to ask you how you see this whole Middle Eastern story and the presidential election. Am I making too much of this, Nick, or is it going to work?
Well, first off, I want to correct you. I am actively opposed to both Obama and Romney. They're terrible. But here, you know, just from a strictly political point of view, you know, the fact is Obama has had a terrible foreign policy. There is no guiding principle. There is no decision-making matrix from which you can guess why we're leading from behind in Libya, why we were pushing, you know, we were hanging on to Mubarak until, you know, finally we knew he was going to go in Egypt. He's a terrible foreign policy guy, but Mitt Romney is an echo, not a choice on this. He wants to be a strong guy in foreign policy. He wants to spend even more on defense than Obama is committed to. But we don't know why, and we don't know to what end. So I actually think Obama is going to come out. People, 58% of Americans in a Rasmussen poll say America should be getting out of the Middle East. And they're, you know, they're tired of it. And if Mitt Romney is merely saying, you know, Obama is terrible there, people will agree with him. But, you know, okay, so then what's your plan? We don't know what he's doing on the economy.
Right,
we don't know what he's doing
on,
in foreign policy.
All right. Let me go to Igor and give you a chance to respond. Igor, you obviously are old enough to remember Jimmy Carter. Things in Iran didn't work out so great for Jimmy Carter. I want to see if you see any. Because, look, I think that President Obama is actually saying some good things. He's trying to get tough on these terrorists. I think he understands that they're linked to Al-Qaeda, okay? I think so. But I think he put himself at risk when he said we're going to get to bring these thugs to justice. And my question to you, Igor Volsky, is what happens if we don't? What happens if we don't catch them?
Well, Larry, let's look at 1980. How did Reagan handle the botched Iran hostage situation in 1980 during that campaign? He said, let's unite the country, let's come together as one America. George H.W. said the same thing. Romney, though, took a very different route. He asked, what's going to help Romney, and took shots at the president. So I think it seems to me that if 4 years ago the Republicans ran on the slogan, country first, yesterday Romney decided he's going to run the slogan, Romney first. And what's really despicable here is that in his statement, he said that Obama sympathized with the people who killed an American ambassador. I mean, if that's not disgusting and the lowest form of rhetoric, Larry, I don't know what it is. And you know what? No Republicans backed him up.
Jonathan Collegio,
they all walked away with it.
Jonathan Collegio, you don't agree with that. That's not what Romney was saying.
Well, no, there was a very legitimate
statement. It's in his statement. Obama sympathized.
Let Jonathan react, because Romney was just getting the
Come on, Larry, he doubled down on it this afternoon.
Will you hang on a second, for Christ's sakes? I just want to get another statement out of this. My impression from Romney is that the embassy put out a wrong press release, which the White House didn't even agree with, and the State Department didn't agree with. That doesn't make Romney a bad guy. Romney actually was in sympathy with the administration. That's what I'm asking you, Jonathan.
Well, no, he was in front of the administration. administration, and then the administration actually followed Romney's lead on how atrocious that statement was.
Just hold on for one second.
I don't think that they've done any disciplinary action on this diplomat that did that in Egypt, and I think that that's a serious problem. If you have one person making serious national policy through a Twitter account, and there's no repercussions for that person, that is not leadership coming out of the White House. That is very, very passive, and I think it was absolutely appropriate for Romney to come down hard on that.
Nick Gillespie, yep. Do you want us to just get out of all these places, just get out? Is that your point?
That would be a start, or not to have been there in the first place, but you can't rewrite history. We're inheriting a situation. What is our Egyptian policy? What are we supposed to be doing there on a day-to-day basis? In Libya, I don't think we should have been in Libya in the first place. A blatantly unconstitutional act of war that Obama led us into. He's worse than Bush on this, which was inconceivable. But I get no sense of what is the next step that Obama does other than apologizing for hurt feelings in the Muslim world for a movie made by people who have nothing to do with the United States government. And I don't know what Romney is going to do. Is he just going to bomb Iran now?
Romney made a very...
That would get us out of the situation.
Well, of course, Igor Volsky, one thing that Romney might do is not destroy the defense budget, which is what President Obama is doing.
No, you're
absolute
wrong.
Destruction
you're wrong, Larry.
Of the defense budget.
Larry, you're wrong here. I mean, the cuts, you're talking about the Budget Control Act, the cuts that Ryan also voted for. We got to figure out how to deal with the sequester, but that's something that Congress and the President have to deal with.
$500 billion before, Igor, so that's a trillion dollars.
Listen, you talk about the foreign policy of Obama. I wonder where Romney is on this whole thing. What would he have done differently? He hasn't laid it out. He uses catchphrases, peace through strength. There are no other details. In fact, I was very surprised. He had an event in Virginia, I believe, today, mentioned the unrest in the Middle East, maybe in a 2-second soundbite, and moved on.
Certainly would have seen him making apologies
for American policy. Igor Volsky, Nick Gillespie, and Jonathan Colegio, I appreciate it very much. Sorry to run out of time. That's it for tonight's show. Thanks for watching.